Welcome to Game Changer Podcast, the first one of 2024. I'm here with Diana Villa, and we're going to talk about committing your work to the Lord, And Game Changer Podcast is a place where we like to explore the intersection of faith, life, and success. How many know those three things are connected, right? Your success that we all want to have in life, whether it's your family, your business, your career, in all aspects, is directly connected to your life. And we believe that it's connected directly to your faith. And so today we're going to dive into Proverbs 16:3. It says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. And I love that because it talks about our plans will be established, but it prefaces that with committing your work to the Lord. And how many of that's, and we're going to talk about the profound implications of that scripture on our life. And we're going to break this down into a couple of segments today, Diana. The first segment is, you know, dusting off our hopes and dreams. You know, when the new year, you know, there's resolutions, there's reflection, and then there's new starts and new beginnings, and there's goals set. And, you know, a lot of times those things are not necessarily new to our life. It's not that we, you know, we haven't thought about those things or we didn't experience those things, but a lot of times we have to dust off the hopes and dreams that haven't come to fruition and, you know, and kind of revisit those, maybe reset our mind. And so, you know, and I think it's natural for us to reflect on the natural, you know, or there's a natural inclination to revisit our aspirations and plans at the start of a new year. And, you know, the world talks about New Year's resolutions, and we know the percentage of resolutions that don't stick. But I think as people of faith, it is important, you know, that not only we reflect on the year prior and where we are, but also revisit our aspirations and plans. And we do that a lot of times at the start of a new year. And I want to get your take on that. You know, we've spent a lot of New Year's together. And you know, why do you think that people revisit in January their aspirations and plans? Why at the beginning of the year?
I think probably because the beginning. I think for me personally, I think as you approach the end of a year, I think if you're not careful, you could get focused on what you didn't accomplish in that year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to like revisit and evaluate, okay, what worked, what didn't work, where did I fall short, what did I want to accomplish, what did I accomplish? But I think at the end of the day, when you're wrapping up the end of the year, and I shared this with a small group, was that you have to, yes, acknowledge maybe the areas that you fell short, but celebrate the things that went well the previous year.
That's good.
And then I feel like you have to go back. Maybe those things you didn't accomplish, maybe those were dreams within your heart or visions or plans that you had, but maybe it wasn't for that last year, that season. Maybe it's for the next season. Maybe the year previous was groundwork and laying out things to actually go ahead and lead you to be able to get to the next. So I think it's really important to have some honest self-evaluation.
Yeah.
And go, okay, where did I end the year? Where had I hoped to end the year? What did I accomplish? Where were some of the things? What were my strengths of the year? What were my weaknesses? And allow that to begin to help chart your course for the following year.
Yeah.
And then I think what's really important in that scripture from Proverbs was commit your work to the Lord. We and your plans will be established, you know. It has to go back to committing it to the Lord, because sometimes we have plans, but it's not the fullness of God's plan for us. And it's interesting, as the year ended last year, our son and his wife had a baby early, 3.5 weeks early, precious baby girl. So our second granddaughter is born, Selah Mercy Villa. And what's interesting, and it showed me, like, we can have a plan. Her family, her mom and her dad, had a plan of how they envisioned birth, labor and delivery, how all that was going to plan. Once they had the baby, there was all these different plans, and she rocked all of our worlds because she came early in her own timing, in her own way, and every plan that was made was disrupted, and she came on her own terms. And obviously that's kind of like, to me, that was a picture to me, like I could have a lot of plans. So I think it's important to seek the Lord at the beginning of the year, like, okay, Lord, what is it that you're wanting me to accomplish and do? What are you wanting to do in me before you can do it through me? And I think that's really important too, is like not only knowing your goals for the year, but what are you wanting to do within me, God? Because that relationship this way needs to be right so that you can get this way correct. Yeah. And so I think that's really important. But let me just finish this. Starting off saucy. The one thing that I learned from that is, hey, we have a plan, but it's our plan is not the perfect plan. The truth of the matter is they ended up giving birth here in the Tampa Bay area, and they live in the Orlando area, Sanford. And so they should have given birth out in that area, and they had a specific place they were going to do that. They ended up here in Tampa at a local hospital close to us. And ultimately it was the Lord, because she ended up being breached, and so some things changed. And here's the thing, the Lord knows every part of our tomorrow. And so sometimes things don't work exactly the way we plan, because we only have a small view of what's next. And God knows our beginning from our end. He knows every part of it. And so at the same time, as we commit our work to the Lord, we got to trust that His way is better. Yeah. And we have to trust Him with it.
Yeah. Are you done? Can I talk now?
Yes.
I was making sure I don't want to get in trouble. You know, 100%, what a great story. Obviously, something that happened in our family that goes along with this as well. But, you know, one of the key words I think I want to bring out of this is reflect. You know, we have no problem revisiting aspirations and plans at the start of a new year, but do we do a good job in reflecting? And when I think of reflecting, I think of a mirror. When you look at a mirror, you know, you don't like what you see all the time. And, you know, the imperfections stand out. But the reflecting is necessary to kind of look back, and not only to look back, A, to be grateful and thankful for what God has done, but also look back and reflect on the areas that you could have improved upon, and why, and being honest with yourself on why maybe those things did not come to fruition the way you envisioned it. And so reflecting, and, you know, something that I don't want to obviously change scripture, but something that you could add to the Proverbs 16:3, or kind of look at it in a different way. Commit your work, but I think some of us need to recommit our work. You know, commitment is not a one-time thing, right? So have we lost the commitment? Were we committed, you know, in our plans and our work, committed to the Lord, and then we kind of took it out of His hands as well? So I think it's a good time to recommit if you're a child of God. And, you know, one of the other things I want to look at too with regard to dusting off your hopes and dreams is this common cycle of hoping for change. This is a good thing, right? As a believer, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that His mercies are new every morning. You know, one of the things that we have the privilege as men and women of God, of children of God, of having, you know, in our lives, is there's always a fresh start. God's the God of a fresh start. He's the God of a new beginning. And, you know, you could have experienced failure or setback in 2023. And, you know, that's not the end of your story. And so it's a necessary cycle of hope and change, of improvement. And here's the thing, in the anticipation of divine intervention. So, you know, did I go through 2023? Did I have some disappointment? Did I have, you know, did I not see the improvement that I wanted? Did I not see the change that was necessary or that I anticipated at the beginning of the year? But I can anticipate with divine intervention, with the intervention of God coming into it. We're committing my work to the Lord. If I do that, or I recommit it, then my plans will be established. I have that anticipation and that hope that God will divinely intervene. And there's something about that.
I feel like we have to be prepared to allow God to intervene and not resist it.
We have to commit.
I feel like sometimes we say we're open to allowing the Lord to guide us, but when it comes down and that still small voice says, hey, this, are we really willing? Yesterday we were in a teaching, and it was about praise, you know, praising God before and in and in all different areas. But one thing that I wrote out, a thought that came to my mind, is that we have to realign, which basically was like recommit, realign regularly and consistently with God's will first, which will allow me to chart my course in the plan of the Lord. So regularly, it's not enough for us to get our goals set at the beginning of a year. It is something that we are going to have to consistently and regularly remind ourselves. So that, I think that's why it's really important to write out, whether it's a note in your phone, whether it's actual in a journal, write out what you feel like the Lord is speaking to you in this season at the beginning of the year. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? Another thing I thought about is when you're talking about reflection, you know, we always think about reflecting on an outward appearance, like that we find our imperfections on an outward exterior. But I feel like reevaluating and looking, seeing as I ended 2023, was my life a reflection of God's goodness, That's his good. Grace, his mercy, his hand, his provision, his blessing, his hope, his character, his nature, his integrity. I mean, gratitude, like all of those things. Is my life one that represents and reflects the goodness and the character of God? And sometimes that doesn't mean our exterior appearance maybe has everything together, but when you examine your life, are you a reflection of your Heavenly Father?
That's good. And that hurts. I don't know about you guys, but you know, that'll make you cringe a little bit, because I think none of us really stack up when it comes to that. So that's a great point there. Let's look at the segment two here. Moving on, segment one was dusting off hopes and dreams. Segment two, misconceptions and clarity. Misconceptions and clarity. So I want to explore the misinterpretation of Proverbs 16:3, because we can get it wrong, right? Let me read Proverbs 16:3 again. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So the misinterpretation of Proverbs 16:3 is commit your plans to the Lord. So we're not called to commit our plans to the Lord. We're called to commit our work to the Lord. So we are to commit our work to the Lord, and then our plans will be established. So there's, you know, you have this plan. So we go, hey, I want to commit my plans to the Lord. Well, no, it's really his plan, right? And he knows what's best. The Bible says his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. And he has a purpose and a will for each and every one of us. So our job is to commit our work unto him, and then there it is, right? And then our plans will be established. And so, and here's my experience, and I don't get it right as nearly as much, obviously, as I would like to, and certainly not the majority of the time. But the reality is, his plans are always better than my plans. His way of getting it done is always better. It might not be the way I would choose. It might not be the plans that I would have. But when I trust him with the process, and I commit my work to him, and my plans are established, when I look back over the plans that God has established throughout the career and life and marriage and family, and, you know, even though going back to the way that the baby Sayla was born, you know, you commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. You look back and you see so many beautiful things, and you see, you know, it couldn't have been any better. God's way is the best way. So the misconceptions, and, you know, are, you know, that we have to commit our plans to the Lord versus committing our work. And the clarity is, it's the other way around. And so I want to highlight the significance. Listen to this. Highlight the significance of surrendering our daily actions and responsibilities to God. So what I do daily, the actions I take, the activity that I do, my responsibilities that I have, right? I'm responsible as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, as a CEO, as a leader, as a salesperson, as, you know, as a vendor to my clients, as a, you know, so many things, right? As I commit my daily, or surrender my daily actions and my responsibilities to God, and I do that rather than just my future plans.
Well, right? That kind of goes along with the verse that came to my mind as you were going through that. Whatever you do, and this is Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you'll receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. And everything that we do, we are serving the Lord. And that's so right. When we end the day, a day or year, are we examining things in a way that go, did I bring honor to the Lord with my thoughts, my actions, my deeds, my speech, you know, what I did, am I honoring, knowing that, hey, no matter what, I don't want to give God, you know, to know Jesus as your personal Savior, if you know him in that way, you don't want to give him less than your best. Mm. And so if you approach your day and the work, your work, whether it's, or your relationships or your friendships, or even your interactions through drive-thrus or at a store, like unto the Lord, it's hard to do it in the right heart. The wrong heart, the wrong motive with the wrong intentions.
Yeah. The segment three, and I want to have this where we can discuss it for a second. So segment three is living a committed life. And so I want to discuss, Diana, the transformative power that comes with living a life fully committed to serving God in our daily endeavors. So let me ask you this, in your opinion, let's discuss that, the transformative power of living a life that's fully committed to serving God. Why is there such power that comes when we commit our life fully to serving God in everything that we do daily?
For me personally, I feel like it's, if I'm living a life committed to serving God, that means I'm putting my trust. And so even when things don't go the way I want or intend or plan or hope or dream, because of my commitment to serving God, I have to trust that it is still part of his ultimate plan, that I'm still in, that he will take care of it. He will restore. He will provide. He will guide me in the next step. He will heal my broken heart. He will heal my body. So I have to trust that even if I'm living a life committed to God, even if things don't go the way I think that they should, if I'm committed to the Lord, I have a peace that passes all understanding, knowing that he will work it all out for my good in the end. So it's about trust and surrender, I think.
That's good. You know, so I want to hammer this point home as we kind of get into the wrap up of this today's podcast, committing your work to the Lord. You know, we have to understand this is a promise. This is what I want to hammer home, because this is encouraging. It's a promise. And how many know that God doesn't go back on his promises? You know, if you can depend on anybody, I mean, man will let you down, your husband, your wife, your children, your boss, you know, your client, everyone that you come into interaction with will let you down. That's a fact. But God will never let you down. And if he promises something, he will always keep that promise. So understand that the promise that comes with prioritizing a relationship with God is this, in according to Proverbs 16:3, our plans are established by him. And I looked up the definition of established, right? Established with an ED. This is past tense. But check this definition out. This is really cool, because only God can do this, right? This is only a God thing. So our plans, and we read the verse again, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Established definition is having been in existence, listen to this, Diana, for a long time, and therefore recognized and generally accepted. I want to point that out. So you go, how in the world can something be established? How can my plans be established in advance? How can the word established be used to describe my plans when God gets involved, which means having been in existence for a long time? You go, I haven't seen it yet, right? And well, how can something happen in June of 2024, you know, and then I see it come to fruition and I see the fruit of it and I see the benefit of those plans? How can that happen in this year? And how, I haven't witnessed that yet, but yet it's been established, which means it's been in existence for a long time. Well, because you have to look at the fact that the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's the God of tomorrow. So he's gone into your future and he's at work and has worked on behalf of your future. He is the God of the present. So he's working on behalf of your today, but he's also the God of yesterday. So he's also the God that works on behalf and has worked in your past. So he's established your plans. They've been in existence for a long time. Let me just say it this way. We aren't waiting on God. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on you and I to commit our work to him so that our plans can be established. Because once they're established, then we can see the fruit thereof, which is them having been in existence for a long time. And that's where you get the God kind of blessing. And so that's a promise that I want to encourage you with today, that if you commit your work to the Lord here at the beginning of 2024, that he will establish or bring into light, bring into the into light what's been established and in existence for a long time in him. Because his purpose for you was in your mother's womb. He knew you, right? And he called you and he predestined you and he designed you. you're a workmanship. You're a masterpiece. You know, he tattooed you. He's written your name on his hand. And that's the power of the God that we serve. So I want to encourage you by saying that's the promise that comes by prioritizing the relationship with God. Amen.
When I think of work, that is action. So it's really good to establish goals and plans, but it's not enough. You got to get off of your tuff and you got to do something about it. If you want to accomplish them, what are you putting in place to be able to achieve those goals, those dreams, those hopes, those aspirations, those plans? What are you doing? Are you waiting for Mama Bird to feed it to you, or are you out there trying to do something about it? So it's not enough. I feel like a lot of times, maybe some of the goals that we didn't achieve, a lot of times if we really are honest with ourselves, it's because we did nothing to strive for it to be achieved. So I also want to say, not only is it a good thing for you to start setting your goals and your plans for this year, but make sure that under that goal, like, I want to buy a house. A lot of people this at the beginning of the year, they want to buy a home, or they want to have, you know, get healthy, or they want to lose, you know, 15 pounds, or they want to have a better relationship by the end of the year, whatever that is. But next underneath that, it's really important to have some key bullet points that will help you achieve that goal. And so it's really important to do that, because if you don't, 9 times out of 10, if you don't shoot at it, don't shoot for it, you won't hit it. So I think that's a really important thing. And even if you don't get the ultimate, I mean, even if you shoot for, you know, the moon and you don't maybe accomplish what you ultimately think, you might hit a few stars. And hey, I'll take a star too. Yeah. I'll take a partial, a little bit closer, you know, a little bit, you know, shaving a little time off of, you know, my next record, a little bit closer. That's because even little progress is progress.
Amen. So in conclusion, we're going to emphasize the importance, and this kind of ties into what you just said as well, of aligning our daily work. It's a daily thing. So it's taking our cross daily. It's daily getting into his word. It's daily starting my day daily with him, right? Daily being grateful, daily being thankful, daily committing my work to the Lord, aligning our daily work with God's will for the establishment of our plans. And also the encouragement to embrace a life of commitment. Being committed. Being committed is different than participating. Showing up is different than being in attendance. And so knowing that our faithfulness will lead to the fulfillment of our God-given dreams and aspirations. Amen. Commit your work to the Lord. What a great way to start the year. You got anything else to add?
I just want to close back with that one thing that I said earlier was, it's going to take daily realigning regularly and consistently with God's will.
Amen.
Regularly and consistently. You can't choose it. You've got to make a daily appointment to do that.
Amen. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Game Changer Podcast. Remember, by committing our work to the Lord, our plans will be established. So stay tuned for more life-changing insights and inspiration this year. We've got some great, great episodes in the hopper for you. If you would, please do us a favor. Watching us on YouTube, subscribe and click the bell so you can be notified of all future episodes, and share it with someone. Also, make sure you comment. If you aren't commenting on YouTube, do me a favor, comment and let us know. Ask questions. Our team loves the feedback, and we'll be sure to jump in and answer you as well. You can subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. And if you're on social media, tag us. Let us know what God's doing in your life. And as always, our Game Changer app by IPD Agency. You can find it anywhere apps are downloaded, and join the community. And stay in touch with everything that we're doing here at Game Changer. So, hey, we love you guys, and we look forward to seeing you next time on Game Changer Podcast.